I think I was supposed to call the order meeting to order at 6:01. Consider that done. Do we have any minutes
To
to
approve.
approve?
So I
Sorry.
sent, oops, sorry, that was my fault that time. I did send out minutes, but with our back and forth on the recording being goofy and whatnot, there are two motions that I was able to capture in that I have in the minutes, and two that I need help with. So is it possible to confirm attendance and approve the minutes conditionally on backfilling those two motions?
We'll approve draft minutes. Just circulate
All
them
right.
to us via email,
Already done.
and we'll approve draft minutes and post them as draft minutes. Sorry, I'm just
Look at them now.
I appreciate it.
Thank
Big people see.
you.
So,
Okay.
just for everybody's edification, the Zoom system failed us. It's impossibly Jarbot. We have no audio or video recording of the May 21st meeting. So we're going on notes and memories. I think the only major motions we had was the web report, the preliminary budget, and
So I have them.
SH angle.
I have the motions for the web report and the bus purchase.
Which meeting?
Last
The
month's,
21st.
We did final budget too.
and yeah,
You went down.
I have notes that we took that we talked about final budget, but that's where my notes cut off.
So we'll agree to read them when they arrive, reply all, and then send
Let's
them
do
over
it.
to the website to be posted as draft with a big draft stamp across it.
I shared with everybody about an hour ago. Fish.
And
Half hour
have
ago.
you found the beginning of the month, beginning of the year's notes yet? Minutes. We don't have to find it now. We
Yeah,
just need to get it posted.
I think I have them in a folder. We just need to confirm that it's the one that you have access to.
Okay. The full report?
Yes, please.
What are the heads
I don't
of
have
the
the agenda
report?
up yet. Sorry.
So, that's the report. It's on Building 27. We received the permit yesterday. So, it's all systems go beginning to date of construction. So, that's a very huge obstacle that was kind of in the way of our progress and being our progress, but we've got that in the end. So, we expect now to be able to hit our deadlines and to be able to be operating properly in the fall. That's great. Although there are other factors that have to do with staff and visas that allow that to happen, but we'll see. Evaluations were completed, assessments have been completed as well. Final SBAC and AP results will follow in July. All staff evaluations were done, all leadership evaluations were done. So everything was done and on schedule, finished, wrapped up for the year. The new dates for next year are being updated on the calendars for our planning purposes with respect to data analysis, which is beginning in July. Perception surveys were deployed for all stakeholders, including the parents, students, and staff through the Panorama Education model. I will begin reviewing that data in July and August to identify the priorities for next year. And all graduations were completed and they were successful. The ceremonies were inspirational, to say the least, and I would like to particularly note the excellence of the high school graduation. The themes, the organization, the execution were fantastic. So thank you to Ashley and her team for putting together quite a memorable event. And it was definitely a wonderful celebration with a new site. And for those of us that were there, it was quite a moving event. So thank you to that. The other graduations being on the fields, the new fields, that was a major highlight for us as well. So loved having them. It was a little bit warm and stuff like that, and but it was nice to have it, homegrown like that. And we were able to fit a lot of people in the stands, so that was really awesome. kindergarten and fifth grade graduations we just talked about were very successful. And thank you to all the people that did that and the families for supporting. Summer work and supply lists have been sent home and are available on the website. OCS camp is in full swing. It's still not too late to enroll, so you can check email for details. All programs are focused on hiring and enrollment for next year right now. For the summer, the building 20's front office will be staffed Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. This is a shift for our school, so only one office will be open in the summertime. So there's one central communication. This is number one, to increase efficiencies for our staff so they aren't constantly, they can do their enrollment things and all the things that they need to do. But number two, it's also for the safety of the kids because we're running a bunch of camps in the bank and we don't, in the back, and we don't want cars going back and forth all the time unsupervised. So we're going to keep everything in the front of the campus and keep the back of the campus very secure. So communication about the 2025-26 school year will be sent in early August as well. For the eighth grade students, they graduated obviously as well on our sports complex. And again, that was a wonderful event. And you know, there were also ceremonies that were done for the sixth and seventh graders in their classes. And we also had field days and things like that to celebrate as well. For the high school, we talked about the graduation, 100% graduation rate. Once again, for the sixth consecutive year for Odyssey Charter, which is fantastic. High school team is working on the end of the year tasks as final transcripts are due for the universities and scheduling for next year. Our current eighth graders have been carefully scheduled into their first round of high school courses. So that's great. And we look forward to welcoming them at Camp Odyssey, which is in the fall, right before school starts. That's the way that we do our orientation for ninth graders every year. New teacher orientation is underway right now in terms of the planning and professional development that will happen in August. Instructors and teachers will participate in the curriculum writing over the summer as well. So there'll be some people that are writing curriculum here on campus for us to finish some of the different programs that we have. Finalized test scores, again, we talked about that, will be available soon. And then parents receive a code to view their child's score over this. They'll receive a code over the summer.
Are we not on Zoom? Wait.
What's wrong?
What happened?
Yeah. Okay. Financial update, I'll leave to Jen. The golf outing was yesterday. Monday. It was 2 days ago. It was a great, great event. Fun for all. Thank you for everybody who participated. We were very happy with both the outcome of the event, how many groups we had. It was a record number of golfers this year, so that was really awesome to see. The course was wonderful as well, and the weather held up until the very end.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't.
Would we say the very end? We made it.
So some people that were slower on the last two or three holes, they really got the, we got to, they had some fun time there at the end. Some good news also received from you know, the grant writing realm as well. Odyssey Charter School received $150,000 from the Welfare Foundation. So congratulations to all the crew once again. You know, we're really excited about that. We have two more large grants that we're writing currently, and we look forward to hearing some good news in that area as well. If we do win those, they'll be the largest grants in the history of Odyssey by a long shot, by 100 to 200%.
Wow.
So there's a lot of good stuff in the works here on that end, on the fundraising side. We're waiting to hear back about some other grants that we're talking about right now. We've also secured a resident and looking to pursue another candidate for the year-long teacher residency grant that we were awarded for $120,000. We're submitting two green grants later this month as well. So lots coming on that side. We'll talk about that, and Jet can talk a little bit more about that in a bit. TSA safety assessments are finally completed. We received a favorable result, and we'll be also be working with TSA for our back-to-school training. Dispatch is rearranging and prepping routes to increase our route efficiencies for the upcoming school year. Dispatch is also assigning our new students to the routes and campus. So stay tuned for more information on the new bus routes for the coming school year. They are underway. Summer school and ESY begin on 15th of July for us. Thank you. It's also in order from Dr. DeMeo. Thank you for the chance and the opportunity to support students for the past 5 years. And Dr. DeMeo is transitioning, and she's going to become a transition coordinator, actually. She's stepping back a little bit from such a large role, so many duties, because she wants to balance her family time. So she's taking on a much lesser role than the role of the manager of this department. We are excited about the future of our department. We have son with us as well, who's been the coordinator all year, and she's ready to step up to the plate and keep things moving quite nicely for our department. So thank you, warm heartfelt thank you to Dr. Mayo for all of her efforts over the last 5 years to really help propel our program and establish our program overall. So if you're on, Dr. DeMeo, thank you once again. There you are. I see you walking.
Yes. Already starting to juggle the soccer. Thank you, guys. And thank you, everyone, for sharing your families with me.
We appreciate you. Thank you. There's also, from the human resource lens, we have been working on a new org chart that's being proposed. We're also doing principal interviews for principals and for the principal of the immersion program. That should conclude next week. The AP roles that are out, those prompts are out as well. And so we will continue on that avenue as well. Offers and interviews are continuing for roles that are currently vacated. And the CBA scales will be available once officially approved, with non-CBA contracts to be sent out by the first week of July. Building 27, remodeling the building, the new classrooms are all underway. Floors are going to be waxed now, cleaning, et cetera. Cleaning is beginning, all of that's beginning next week. So that's what's happening in that area. I do have an update from food service that is not related to that particular, to the particulars of what we talked about before. We will not be participating in the free lunch program because it's not actually a free lunch program. To not free lunch program, and the reimbursements are actually less than what we currently get. In transitioning to that program, which basically takes away the paperwork from the front end, but then challenges the LEA to recover the reimbursements on the other end, we would basically be losing $30,000 a month with that. It'd be $360,000 a year to move to that program. So we opted out of it. We're going to stay on the program that we are, because there is no such thing as a free.
Well played.
What are we doing with
it? So, yeah, we were very disappointed in that, but there are some other priorities that came up in the budget for the governor, and we are starting to see that we're taking from Peter to pay to Paul and that kind of stuff, and that's what's happening.
So how does it work for students who can't afford? I just don't know the mechanics of the programs. How does it work for low-income students who can't afford to buy lunch?
There's seven different ways that you qualify based on federal programs. So, if you're enrolled in one of those seven programs, you automatically qualify. Okay. It's an income form that you send.
Okay. So they'll still be able to, it's just structurally, like the paperwork process is different.
Right.
Okay.
What they tried to do this year is to take the front end of the paperwork process away, but then on the reimbursement side, they end up costing us tremendous.
Got it.
I would say it was probably intentional. Good looking out by the team to notice that was not what it was intended to do.
The free and reduced lunch program is unaffected by this.
Okay.
So we're still good.
Oh, we're still supporting the students with that.
They just have to do the paperwork and
qualify.
Okay. Yeah.
Everything stays the same.
It'll be unchanged to everybody. It just looks good. It doesn't deliver as a plan.
Right. Constables have been hired. We talked about that. They'll start in August. So I know that folks have wanted a constable here for a while. So. We will have one in August. We'll be here with us. Acceptable lease policy needs to be approved. and put in one update. We ran that through legal today, and that update that you asked for is perfectly.
Okay. Is that the only aspect of the guide that changes this year?
I think so. Is there anything else that changes on it?
In the code of conduct?
Mm-hmm.
We'll have an updated code of conduct.
Let's see what the academic team.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So we only need to look at 81.
Well, yeah, 81. We need this.
The effective use.
Yes, this specific
that
reason.
That needs to be approved for something to be separate. Yes.
Okay.
NDC.
Gotcha.
And we should correct the board names to include the new board members that are coming to. On today,
when Ashley gives us the rest of the code of conduct, we'll approve the code of conduct like we normally do. This is just for whatever reason acceptable use policy.
Yes,
it's a compliance.
Correct. The AUP is just listed in the code of conduct, but it's a separate policy.
And that's it from me.
I move we approve the accepted use policy portion of the. Code of conduct.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Are you aye in favor?
In favor.
Okay. Any opposed? Okay. All right. No out of state travel. What? Oh, I thought you maybe didn't have any. Are there any public comments? Did we skip that?
I never asked.
Oh.
I just barreled.
I didn't see anything from Val.
And there were no emails and no one's got their hands
up. No one here making a public. Okay.
Public comment?
No out of state travel in the summer, I'm assuming. Greek program report.
Yeah.
We're not paying.
It's a previously approved trip. They're actually on their way to England right now. There's 5 students on their way to England and they're going to London and Paris.
Awesome. Do we have a Greek program report?
Dr. Lukaku, you're up.
Kalispera, board members. Kalispera, OCS community. So I will start with Kalo Kalokeri, which means happy summer. So students are not here, teachers are not here. Kalo Kalokeri to everybody. I will start my report from where I left off last time with the international conference in Boston. We called it the Summer University, organized by the University of Ioannina. I will send a detailed report to the board.
Hey, what are you guys up to? Where are you guys?
Events that took place at the in Boston. Today, I just would like to highlight that during this conference, which brought together participants from North America, South America, and Europe, Odyssey gained significant visibility and had several opportunities to present and discuss our Odyssey model of academic excellence grounded in Hellenic paideia and the Greek language and culture, of course. Secondly, I had a meeting 2 weeks ago in New York with the secretary of the Greek Ministry of Education's Greek Diaspora Office, and we discussed various ways that the ministry can support or continue supporting our Greek program and the school. Also, after the extraordinary letter of support that we received from the Greek ambassador in Washington a few weeks ago, last Friday, OCS and the Greek department hosted on campus an event with the Greek Council of Washington that tightened the liaison between our school and the Greek community of the larger tri-state area. We had a very nice event last Friday in the Blue Box Theater. Additionally, we're currently discussing the final details with the Harvard Hellenic Studies Center in Greece for the upcoming summer program, which begins in approximately 10 days, actually less than 10 days, for one of our high school students and her high school teacher, chaperone. So now I'm thinking, I'm not sure that I gave the name of the student and the teacher for approval. So let me find it. And now it's Hiba, but I don't remember her last name. I will find it in a moment.
It's Hiba Awan.
Thank you, Ashley. And the teacher is Alexandra Grider.
Yes, Alexandra Grider.
So that's something to approve. They leave June 24th, and they will stay for 3 weeks. About 3 weeks in Nafplion, and then they have 2 extra days in Athens, of course, to visit Acropolis, the Museum of Acropolis, and then they are back if I'm not mistaken, July 14th. Finally, our recruiting efforts have been highly successful to date. I'm interviewing candidates from the States and Greece to fill all our open positions in a timely manner for next year. I just would like to bring to your attention a challenge that all international programs in the US are currently facing, and it's connected to the current visa situation. Right now, all embassy visa appointments worldwide have been suspending, but actually waiting now, I just saw news that the appointments are open again. So I will confirm that. I think it was just announced probably half an hour ago. If that's the case, that opens the opportunities for our candidates to apply for their visa appointments and be here really on time, because that was a challenge that we and all the schools in the States faced. But most likely, it's not the case anymore. And that's it from me. I try to be short today.
Thank you.
Ioana, does that mean that the, why do I have an echo?
Does that mean those who had tickets for Greece can now travel and come back?
I don't know yet. I cannot tell that because that's a risk up to now for this moment. We need to speak with our sponsor to see what they say, and with our lawyer to see what she says also. But it's more promising than it was half an hour ago.
Sounds good then.
Yeah, we have been working in conjunction with some of our representatives in DC to make sure that they are aware of the situation, and we've met with them and made them aware of it. And so I can't speak that we were assured, but we were assured that they are working towards the resolution.
And some people are losing their tickets, you know?
Yeah. We operated as fast as we could. We got on the phone with DC, and we did have a connection through another connection with the Secretary of Education for the United States, and they're very well aware of this.
I just heard the news on CNN, but we need to cross-reference to make sure that that's the case.
Oh my gosh, Mommy. Wait, we had butter this whole time. We didn't have to use the...
All right. Any other questions?
We didn't know either. Any other questions?
I'm full.
Okay. We can go to the financial reports.
Oh, wait. Before you go.
Nope.
Make a motion to approve the as they travel for the two teachers heading to Greece.
One student, one teacher. Yes.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.
Bye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, they're going to Greece. Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully.
Okay, financial reports, Jeff.
Yes, thank you. There's two main pieces of business today to discuss. We're going to go over the May monthly web report and the preliminary FY 2026 budget. So we'll start with May. We can now say the final budgeted revenues for FY 2025 are $59.2 million. Revenues collected to date are $58.4 million, or 98.7% of the budget. Revenues received during May were pretty much as expected for the cyclical point of the year. On the expenditure side, the final budget expenditures are $52.6 million, expenses to date are $48.7 million. It comes to 46,000, representing 92.7% of the related services expenses are trending a little higher than the final budget, as there was a lag in the invoicing catching up. A capital draw for building 27 work completed to date is looking to be completed prior to June 30th. If not, it will be captured as an addition to the FY26 budget. Additional 100,000 in state operations funding will be received in June after an audit of the allocated units from January to June and changes there. To date, we've expended $1.27 million of expenses for federal funds at a final budgeted amount of $1.46 million. As mentioned, we had a very successful golf outing, which grossed about $30,000, which I think is our highest yet. So just kind of continuing on that trajectory. Unfortunately, no one won a Jeep, but there were 125 travels.
Wasn't for a lack of trying.
Yeah. On the capital side, as you can probably hear behind you, the turf field project is wrapping up with playground paver installations being installed this week and some repairs to the fence out on the field. Building 27, the building permit has been secured from Newcastle County. The sprinkler installation is underway and furniture and equipment are being selected for procurement and purchase for the first floor. That's it for May.
I move we post the monthly final financial statement for May as presented for the web report.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we can post it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. Next, we move on. To share the summary page and kind of speak through the many factors that go into this budget. I want to point out quick that I was looking back through year over year notes on the preliminary budget, and it was just 3 years ago for FY23 budget that our expenditure amount was 33 million. Today we're looking at 53 million. That's an insane amount of exponential growth in a short period of time. It kind of speaks to the environment in education right now, the growth of the school, just the health of the school. I just, you know, and obviously there's some capital aspects of that, but I just thought that was a wild thing to note from where we were to where we are right now. So for FY26, the budget is based on an enrollment of 2,398 students, which represents 96.5% of the actual enrollment target. This is an increase of 112 students spanning across all grades. Major construction in the immersion building, building 27, first floor, has created all the necessary room for the enrollment increase. On the state operations revenue side, an increase of 12% per student based on the proposed state budget bill, which includes a step increase and a 7% increase to the state scale for faculty and 2% for all employees. Additionally, there are other thresholds OCS may cross with the additional enrollment and added CTE minutes. For the other state revenue, it includes an increase to the opportunity fund and tuition tax. On the local revenue side, we're based on the FY25 per pupil amounts with a 5% increase, taking into account the increased amounts for K-3 basic designations and increased efficiencies with identifying students with varying special education needs. Federal grants, we're looking at $1.145 million of new federal funding. As of this past fiscal year, we have completely expended the amount of carryover with the COVID fund federal grants, which was a three-year drawdown. On rent proceeds, in this budget, we're including the St. Thomas property for an additional 6 months. That could be less, hopefully, could be more, but we're starting in 6 months. And it includes an estimate of rent income and advertising for a full year at the Grail. It also includes $640,000 combined for capital and operating fundraising. Capital fundraising specified as the fundraising committee and the solicitation to support the turf field project. Additional operating fundraising attributed to the annual appeal, health fair, fundraiser, green team grants, and support from Wegmans and the PPO that support OCS events serving meals or refreshments. This also includes the newly awarded $150,000 from the Welfare Foundation. This budget includes $910,000 of transportation other revenue, and it includes $100,000 for the 2026 summer K-5 day camp. On the expenditure side, capital expenses are included and would be offset by the EFF capital fund draws. We await details on the future projections with the final budget and where we stand, but this does include a $1 million to be spent from previously awarded philanthropic grants for the construction of Building 27. On the school operations side, staffing needs are based on master matrix scheduling and enrollment estimates. Assumptions are made in addition to being at a master's step 10 based on averages in this past school year. We're adding a full-time phys ed teacher at the high school, phys ed, art, and Greek teacher at the middle school. We're looking at some additional Greek units for the expansion of the program. The lower school, we're looking at three more homeroom teachers for enrollment expansion, a counselor for the immersion building, and a specialist teacher that can cross both buildings. In the intermediate school, we're looking at a homeroom teacher for the enrollment expansion, as well as an English language enrichment teacher. Special education, we're looking at a behavioral interventionist on the administration side, a K-5 immersion principal, a coordinator of instruction, and school-wide, we're looking at adding a K-8 family crisis therapist, the constable, which was approved last year, using safety and security funding from the state. Teacher salary increases include a step increase, the state scale increasing 7% and a local increase in accordance with the CBA. The administrative salary increases include a COLA of 3%, a 2% step increase for the majority, and a restructure of the executive leadership team. The cost of temporary employment services and substitutes decrease to need-based, less supplemental. So all full-time positions covered by the substitute in FY25 will be put into the budget that they're normally budgeted positions. Instructional supplies, subscriptions, and licenses, and books and publications were all vetted by the managers of curriculum assessment while working with the individual departments and PLC groups. Capital equipment included to offset $35,000 budget for capital campaign fundraising, and expansion furniture needs of $50,000. So each division submitted a proposed budget, which was vetted and amended as necessary. Some of the highlights are as follows. In the athletics department, revenue includes $55,000 for Grail rentals, $55,000 for Grail advertising, $30,000 for golf outing, and $40,000 for team fundraising. The revenue also includes $22,000 for the implemented pay for play, which was not a barrier to participate. Any financial hardships are absorbed by the school. And we assume a 30% reduction in the financial aid. We're now in year three of the new CBA EBERSOC program. And we now are in year three of having a full-time athletic trainer as a part of the program. And the capital items are included for the fundraised equipment for the individual teams. The food services department, salary scale increase for part-time employees remain competitive. The department will now have 10 total full-time employees with three new part-time employees for the Building 27 Cafe. We've also included on the capital side a new oven for the Building 20 Cafe and replacement of 1 to 2 burners. On the facility side, we're at year three of that CBA. We've added 2 part-time custodians to assist in cleaning the additional use of Building 27. We've added facilities 2 position. And on the capital side, we've added $150,000 for the curb cut in front of Building 22, some potential HVAC replacements, and some space renovations in minor construction on the campus. In transportation includes routing software, an increase in vehicle maintenance and repair and fuel line items that we've seen increase with those as the program has expanded. Some additional full-time drivers, includes overtime to support the contractor work completed for the additional revenue to supplement the educational and operational activities, and the cost of 2 new and 1 used bus that was previously approved by the board. On IT, we're actually looking at a reduction in the Chromebook refresh for grades 3 to 12. And the development office now includes a director for advancement. So overall, the ending cash balance before spending any state required contingency would be $7.7 million, an overall increase of cash of approximately $375,000 from the FY25 final budget. You know, as it becomes a challenge as the overall budget of expenses continues to grow, I find that the program and all the leaders of the program understand as a charter school how lean we need to run and how we're funded, which makes it the fact that we've increased the cash balance on a year-over-year basis, though modest, I think shows that everyone understands the tightening of the belt. So We're seeing that in our debt coverage ratio, which is 1.73. And the days of cash on hand is, you know, it becomes more difficult on a percentage basis as the expense grows, even though we are still chipmunking away for our savings. So obviously some work to do there when we can. Some potential revenues to gain, some philanthropic community grants, proceeds from sale of property, increased fundraising efforts, and some deferred expenses to reconsider if enrollment targets come in at 100% or if there's some additional funding. So there was additional counsel requests, reading interventionist requests, an instructional coach for technology, 6 to 12 social studies curriculum, and then parking lot repairs and the replacement of carpet in classrooms and hallways. That is the FY26 preliminary budget.
Thanks, Jeff. I know, so we'll open up for questions and comments. I know it takes a ton of work and running the process of balancing is hard, so thank you. It's a little tough for saving it 3 hours before the meeting for us to get through and really consider and understand the puts and takes. I think there are also some things on the deferred expenses like the carpets, which we hear all the time, and I've seen personally in the classrooms that are tough, especially seeing we have some surplus. But like, I just want to open it for questions, comments from folks. Do we just remind us as a guiding principle for this, is there a date requirement for the board to approve the preliminary budget by today or tomorrow? Or is it like, what's the timing? I'm just trying to remember.
Ideally, prior to July 1.
Okay.
Because that will allow all the hiring and
contract. Yep. So open it up.
Yeah, the teacher salary increases, other than what's approved in the CBA, the other part still pending for a vote, right?
Correct. So the other budget doesn't get usually approved officially until like June 30th.
We hope it will be approved, but it's not stamped yet.
Correct.
Has the board seen, I know we have a sort of remake of admin roles to what we call it, the VP model. I don't know if any of you have, I haven't seen the sort of breakout of roles, titles, comp changes. Have you guys seen?
No.
Okay.
Renee, can you? We heard something about
that. But I don't think we've seen the number.
Or the number.
Renee, can you share that breakout with the board?
We can share that. Yeah. Usually it's during the time of, because those contracts specifically are approved by the board. So it's budgeted, but obviously nothing.
It'd be helpful because I think we'd probably want some more oversight on the admin team. So. Other questions?
I have a question just about the deferred expense for reading intervention. Are we sharing since third grade lessons moving down to 26, so there's an increase in students and there's certs being shared from 26 to 27? Is the reading interventionist being shared and they're getting a whole new increase of students for that grade level?
I know there is a breakout of sort of how that AC wheel will go as far as following the cohorts of the students. There's also a program that we're piloting with. Or I think it's called Reading Assist, that provides tutors specifically for that as sort of a supplement. I don't know exactly off the top of my head how that breakout is going to go with the workload management of the current interventionist, but ideally it will follow where the students need to go.
So are the students that are currently being serviced in this building that are moving down there, are the resources going to follow them? Because I know we usually bring in interventionists for like tier 3 intervention. So how, you know, in terms of like time of the day, how are the students going to be served?
You mean in building 22?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
This is 21.
Sorry. Over. Connected to my mind.
I think the answer to your question is yes. that their interventionists will spend the time needed for current students. Like no matter which building they wind up being in, as well as the additional tutoring supplement that's being added as well for the reading assist program.
Okay. And the tutoring is happening during the day or something that's offered for parents like outside?
No, I believe it's during the day. I think it's like you said, I think it's like a tier 3 educational expert could probably give you a better description of that, but I believe it is just someone that probably won't have as full of a workload as, you know, an in-house reading specialist, but is picking up some of the top of cases to spend more time alone with them.
Okay. But they'll have to have shoes in both buildings.
Potentially.
The additional counselor, where would...
I know high school is looking to add college counselor at some point. We are adding a counselor to building 27 that could probably be shared initially between buildings 26 and 27, depending on how the program goes. That's kind of the focus right now.
There currently is like two counselors down there. One is for less, one is for immersion.
That's what I heard, that the immersion counselor is going to follow the immersion.
But it says on here that there's some that you're hiring.
Building 27 is intended to have a counselor and a principal, especially in year one, with there being 12 cohorts in that building to start. And then as the program builds, then more administrative support will follow.
So the counselor that right now serves in building 26, the immersion program, will move to 27 and hire it. Probably that's what we mean.
Sure. Right? Yeah.
We're hiring a new counselor for 26.
Yeah. It's an added unit.
I hope you can work some magic for those carpets. I mean, it's impossible. It's like, We get so many guests that come and visit and admire the school, and at some point it's a little embarrassing.
I think so, it probably also feels, especially of like brand new construction in 27 and you're in other buildings, like what's the rationale for deferring that when we do have the surplus? I get the days cash on hand is not good, but like what was the rationale of pushing other things in?
The main reason, and you know, that's something that needs to be relooked at or drawn to reapprove. I mean, again, I think ideally 3.5% on the enrollment side. If we can find a way to get that to 100, I think everything on that deferred expense list would happen. It's one of those things where we want to, unfortunately, we don't know that number until one specific date, and that's September 30. And so by deferring through the final budget process or just a different board approval, you can utilize added funds that are recognize then for those types of items.
I mean, they
but,
agree
but
that
it's construction that needs to happen during the summer.
Time to look through it.
So are there other things that don't need to happen during the summer that we could defer under? Because to Ken's point, if we're going to do the carpets, we have to do it before the school starts. Presumably there are other costs that we have baked in here that we don't incur until during the school year. So are there other things that we could push out or put them as top of the deferred list to get the carpets done?
On that, I have a question. You had a line item in the prior chart on expenditures that said other expenses is around $3 million more or less of actual and projected. And that's about 6%. No, what is the other expenses percentage versus total expenses?
I don't know.
I don't have in front of you, so I don't know.
I don't know off the top of my head.
But I'm wondering what's included in that line.
Sure. It kind of winds up being a catch-all for like 40 lines that don't have a nice, you know, contractor or salary or benefits, kind of the other stuff.
So those 40 lines are more or less equally dispersed, or is there something of those 40 that stand out more in that $3 million?
I'd have to go back and look at.
Do people feel like we can vote on this tonight, or do we want some more time to do a special meeting on just this next week? Like
from my perspective, just because the teachers' raises have not officially been approved until they will be approved on the 30th, hopefully, I think this should follow.
But that would push us into July. Have we approved? Before I think historically precedent, I hear you. And I think historically we have approved before the governor's budget and flow downs were finished, just because we don't have control over that timing.
And the preliminary budget needs to be approved by July 1st, correct?
Ideally, yeah.
So There's no overlap.
For that.
For everything else in the budget.
We have talked. I mean, do people feel prepared to consider and vote on this, or do we want more time?
I think it'd be helpful if we had more information from some of like the broken out line items that we talked about this evening. It'd be helpful to have that, have a little bit more time to digest and talk about it.
So can I circulate, I'll put together something for everybody to just put in, Jeff, we'll make a list of what we'd like to understand better and then send it to you. And then if you can get it to us Friday or Monday, then we can do,
I'm meeting next week.
Yeah. Does that work?
Just for clarity, I'm going to be in Greece. And if you have a meeting, can we do it during the day maybe? So that 7 hours, and Elias is going to be in Greece, right?
Same time.
We should be able to.
Yeah.
Like a morning Eastern time maybe.
Yeah.
I think you can do that.
I would feel like we're actually reading through it. I think if we had a little more time. Okay. So we will table a vote on this.
And plan for a meeting.
Plan for a meeting next week that we'll set up. And we can do it all virtual.
Okay.
Give us a day for jet lag.
When do you guys arrive?
Yeah, we're leaving on the, not together, the 22nd.
Which day is that?
Sunday.
Okay. Oh, yeah, well, that's fine. If Jeff's getting us Friday or Monday, we'll need.
Yeah, we'll shoot for Wednesday and next week.
Thursday.
Come on, jet lag you haven't, girl.
I also have a dental appointment.
Okay. All right, we'll table this. Any other questions or comments before? And like I said, I'll circulate an email. Okay. Committee reports.
Sorry, real quick. Since we would normally be moving to approve that, do we need to make a motion to defer the vote till next week?
No, I don't think so.
I think
haven't made a motion in a second, so I think it's a move.
Yeah,
fine with me.
We'll move it to the table.
Okay. Committee reports. So on the non-AHEP nominating side, we have some applicants which we've received for consideration for the parent piece. We have not interviewed them yet, so we need to do that in the next couple of weeks. So last month, we extended Eva for a year. Eva and I have the same term structure. We both were a year short. Eva's staying here. I am not. But if we can extend me for a month until next month, that'll let us get through the interviews, and then we can vote next month and have our new parent rep. So if folks have questions, comments, we can talk about it. If not, if anyone has a motion, we can just do the one.
I think we should post the position like social media more often, you know, because I've only seen it once.
Extend it by 1 week and put some more up there, because we only have three applicants. Not that I'm sure they're great, but we only have three applicants right now. So we better have a little bit of a bigger pool. So, okay, we'll do that.
I move we make Erin stay on for one more year, but she can quit at the end of next month.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, thank you.
Aye.
Any other committee reports?
No, but we're going to stir up all those committees and get people activated and moving.
Maybe you have the best of time with that.
You're here next month too.
Good in school.
About new members.
I think you next month you introduce the new folks.
So how are we going to vote for officers if we don't have new members?
They're not officially officer. They're not officially on the board until next month.
So we do officer vote tonight. I'm the only one.
But in this way, you're excluding the new members from
voting.
Potential position, right?
Correct.
Is that how we do it?
That's how we've always done it.
It's how we've always done it. I don't think it's exclusionary. I think it's more
Time to get their feet wet.
Exactly. Don't throw them right into the pond. We'll do that soon enough.
Okay, so we have all of the roles up, right?
Yes.
Okay. Have you talked to folks about who?
I have. The only one we have a problem with is our treasurer.
Okay.
Costas is in Greece and not on Lyme.
Okay. We can probably defer treasurer vote if we want. But
yeah, the CBOC is not meeting in July. Anyway, right?
Probably not so long.
Okay.
Let's start with president. That sound good?
That sounds fabulous.
Okay. So this is the time when it goes back to the HEPA appointed portion of the board. So is there anyone who is going to put their hand up for the president?
Yeah. Isn't the vice president?
Typically,
or it is. Nomination.
I'm giving you an out, but typically it is.
No, that's okay.
Okay. So I move that Ken would be the next president. Do a second.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. You can take over now.
For vice president, I would like to nominate Georgia to take the role as a non-HEPA energy. Georgia Gleas, sorry. As a non-HEPA in the vice president position.
I'll second. Sorry, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. How about secretary?
For secretary, I'd like to nominate Bridget.
I second.
That was very fast.
Wow.
Sorry, that was a little too fast.
Yes. All in favor? I'm assuming you're in. Bridget, you're in, right? I'm just assuming. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Congrats, new officers. Very exciting.
The AHEPA board, the AHEPA organization has presented two replacements. First, I'd like to thank Georgia Palakis for all your time and effort. I appreciate you.
Thank you. It was great being with you guys all these years, especially through COVID.
Yes. and it was a long time. I can't believe it's been five years.
Yeah, five, yeah.
And also a thank you to Helen. Who's not able to join us tonight, but she sends her best wishes. You guys have been absolutely wonderful. The board wouldn't have been the same without you. Your input has been invaluable. And thank you for your service. And to show that appreciation.
You can see this, Georgia.
You're like Vanna White.
Right? We should have Vanna White. Thank you for your service.
We have something.
You come back from Greece. We appreciate everything you've done for the organization and helping us through a transition from being an emerging school to a system school. So congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I have to say, may always agree, but I have the most respect for anyone who steps up.
Sure.
to do the job, and thank you very, very much.
Thank you to Helen.
To Helen, yes.
And we'll defer treasure until.
But he's comfortable with it. And yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, if we do a morning meeting next week, perhaps he could join next week and we can.
As we do have this person present, it's Aaron Allard. This is for you.
Here's my step down.
That's okay. She's staring down at the president.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks, everyone.
Take the books too.
Oh, yeah. I will break it accidentally. Right? I don't. Yes, thank you.
And thank we have you, one more in the panel. Person is also leaving us. And so this is hers as well. If you're on, Helen, thank you for all of your service. We'll have it ready for you whenever you fire. Maybe Eva will see you before we see you.
I will take it. And,
okay.
And I will find her and give it to her. And she has replied to a thank you text with "You're welcome."
Sorry.
She knows we appreciate her service and time and effort.
Okay. Anything else for the school? Do we have why? For some reason, new business is not on here. What's that?
Except for these balls.
Didn't we?
We did.
No, we did that.
Yeah, we did.
at the beginning.
We squabbled about the code of conduct, but then focused on what was actually asked of us and approved the federal use policy.
Okay, executive.
Do we need an executive session?
We have one. Yeah, we have one item for executive. Okay, so I move we go to executive session.
I second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
And Joel, can you create us a room?
Theoretically.
Never shop enough.
So.
Breakout room.
Ken, when is Food Heroes coming back?
I don't. I'm waiting for him to reply.
Okay. Does he listen? A couple weeks ago?
I think he was not here for the
graduation.
Graduation or the, I think he left right after the Greek festival.
No, he was not at the Greek festival. He was not.
Okay.
The treasurer to be.
Okay.
Cost us.
Okay. I'm sending this to Kristen. I don't want to say it personally.
No. No, Kristen's here.
No way she didn't be sure.
Perfectly remote. You'll be right up
here. Oh, in the little.
Yes, that is Kristen.
Right here.
Thanks, Kristen. You snuck in. I didn't see you.
It says open all rooms, the correct one?
Yes.
You might be criminals.
So on the sign, just open on the sign.
In the back.
Okay.
Thank you.
Go.
Okay. Do we have a motion coming out of executive session?
I move we approve the recommendation discussed during the executive session.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, motion passes. That is it. Adjourn motion?
I'm going to adjourn. Motion
second.
Adjourn.
Do you second?
Second.
Oh, or I
either
second
way.
Yours.
Okay, either way. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, opposed? Okay. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Hi, everyone. Good evening.
Not bad.